Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, there's so many facets of business. There are so many things going on during the day. You have to ask yourself, what am I trying to accomplish here? What am I chasing in my business? At times, people are chasing volume. Business owners want more business. And more business and more business. And more business doesn't necessarily mean more profit. At times, people are chasing profit. All they're looking at is the profit in their business. And when you only look at the profit, of course, you have to do a certain amount of volume to reach that profit. And even if you're doing the volume, are you in a position where that volume creates profit for you? What are you looking for? What are you chasing? What do you want out of your business? Why that's important is, how can we develop a business plan unless we understand exactly what we are looking for, exactly where we're going, exactly what we're chasing? Now, we need to be careful that we're going after the right things. Why are we in business? We are in business to make a profit. That's why we were in business. And, of course, we're in business to serve the customer. We're in business to hire people. We're in business to do good for our community. We're in business for all of those reasons. But we are in business for profit. If there is no profit, there will be no business. How do we get the profit? What kind of volume do we need? What are our profit margins? Have we reviewed our coworkers? Who do we need to hire? You see, there's always something that we're chasing. There's always something that we're trying to nail down to make it better. But we need to know what that is. If we don't know, how are we going to make it happen? How are we going to be in a position where we become successful if we don't know what success is? If we just show up in the morning, open the doors, go through the day, it's Monday and it's Friday, and we have no goals and we have no understanding, and we get to the end of the year and we go, well, what happened? We didn't make any money. I can't believe it. There are so many things to think about. What about your product line? What about what you sell? Well, who is your key customer? That's why I always tell business people, what they need to do every single day is they need to sit down and they need to think. Blank piece of paper in front of them or computer screen. And whatever comes to their mind, write it down. We define a lot of things in business, but we don't always define ourselves. We don't always define what business goals we have. We don't always define what business we're in. We don't define what employees we need. We don't define what profit margins there are. We don't define who our customer is. So many important things to think about. And if we're chasing the wrong things, we will not get the results that we are looking for. Now, when I went to school, went to English class, and I often admit I have no interest in knowing how to diagram a sentence. I couldn't understand the reason for understanding why we needed to diagram a sentence. But there were a few words that were so valuable that have served me well in life. And that's who, what, when, where, and why. Those are all elements that you need when you're telling a story. If you don't have who, what, when, where, and why in there, the story isn't complete. Now, if we take those words, who, what, when, where, and why, and we apply them to business and we just add, what is it going to cost me? It will help you understand the direction you're going, why you're going there, what you need to do. Thinking is the pathway to success. Understanding is the pathway to success. Knowing what you are going after and having a clear vision is the pathway to success. And I want you to have the most successful year ever. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.